FM 90.3 WJTL, Big Daddy Weave, all things new. Lauren Daigle, the birthday girl, with her tune Rescue prior to that. She's turning all 30 today. Good morning, 7:02. Mindy and Fred hanging out with you this morning.
Last night, I was so blessed to join some friends taking in the Amy Grant concert. She said it was great to be out on the road again, and it was great to be at a concert again. And thinking of her era, we have a good guy, Stephen Curtis Chapman, coming for an acoustic Christmas. Tickets go on sale tomorrow right up at 10 a.m. He's going to be coming right here to the Junction Center. He's going to be at Landis Hall. It'll be Wednesday, September the 8th. Show goes up at 7 o'clock. You can get all the details at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
This morning, our special guest from Bible to School, Corey Pennypacker and Pastor Tim Schaefer are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So great to have you both here. Corey, anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to my husband, Blaine. He should be on his way to work this morning. He should be.
Should be.
Yeah.
Pastor Tim, anybody you want to say hey to?
Hey, shout out to my wife. She's probably still getting up and moving about this morning.
Yay!
Well, it's wonderful having you both here. Corey, it's always great to have you here. Always love that you're wearing a Bible to School shirt. Tell everybody about Bible to School.
Well, Fred, people ask me, they say, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a Bible class in public school and during the school day? And I'm like, well, you can do that because Bible to School does that. And we do that through the Supreme Court ruling that says that you can teach the Bible to public school children during the school day. We typically do it over lunch and recess, and we equip communities to do this. And we are growing across Pennsylvania.
Yeah, when you first started, you only had a few schools locally.
Right.
How many are you working with now?
We have 30 schools. And this is the cool thing. And for COVID year, in the last 2 years, we've added 22 more classes.
That's amazing.
I know. It is.
Wow. If folks want to add Bible to School to their school, if they don't have it, or if they want to find out if it's at their school, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to our website, BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number 2, school.com. And these kids need hope. I just got to tell the listeners out there, you know, everybody wants to hear truth now. That's a big, big buzzword, right? Truth. Well, biblical truth is the best kind, and these kids really light up, and we have waiting lists.
So what's a Bible school program look like for a student?
Well, they come typically over the lunch and their recess. Volunteers pick them up at the school. They take them off-site to like a church or something. And for about an hour, they hear the Bible, sing worship songs. They interact with have interactive activities with the Bible. They hear Bible stories. They talk to their small group leader, and they just answer questions. And it's a safe place for them to ask spiritual questions. And they have lots of good ones, like, you know, where did I come from? What's my purpose? What happens after I die? All good ones.
Wow, that's amazing. Visit online Bible2School.com, Bible2School.com. And speaking of some new schools coming on board, you have Pastor Tim here because of that. Pastor Tim Schaefer from South Lebanon Community Church. Good morning again, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
Tell us a little bit about why your church got involved with Bible to School.
Our church has a strong evangelical outreach mission kind of program at the church, and we have been involved with release time in other districts, and this year God kind of laid the foundation and gave us a vision to reach out into the South Lebanon School District. Well, it's Cedar Crest School District, but the South Lebanon Elementary School. And then he kind of put everything into place. All the puzzle pieces came together really quickly. The leadership came into place, the financing came into place, and like Corey said, the kids need the truth. And so we're following up on that and starting the program there at South Lebanon.
That's awesome. Coming up, we'll talk more with Pastor Tim about his church's involvement with Bible to School and more from Corey as well. Stick around. In the meantime, visit online Bible2School.com. Covenant Worship is next.
With SRN News.